the question of contrasting lenvatinib with sorafenib. So with sorafenib, what you get more often is that hand-foot syndrome that can become problematic for some patients, especially those who work with their hand. So you have to really also institute some local measures to deal with that, whether it's hand creams, you know, not wearing tight shoes, you know, things like that, simple measures you can recommend to the patients to allow them to continue to function. Because remember, you're dealing here with thyroid cancer. You're often dealing with young patients who are in their 40s or 50s, who have young kids, who are working. So management of side effects become a key portion of what you're doing every day. Again, these patients have long survival. They're going to live 5-10 years. Again, they're working, they're taking care of their kids. So management of the side effects become critical in those patients. And with the sorafenib, so hypertension is less problematic compared to lenvatinib, but the hand-foot syndrome becomes more of an issue with sorafenib compared to lenvatinib. So if you have a patient, for example, who's working with their hands, if you have a patient who's a surgeon, for example, or an electrician, a hand-foot syndrome would be a big deal for that patient. I actually have a patient who's a chef who I treated with another agent on a clinical trial called regorafenib, which is a drug I think approved for colorectal cancer. So we were testing that drug in thyroid cancer. And that drug, one of the side effects is hand-foot syndrome. He had horrible hand-foot syndrome. He couldn't work as a chef anymore, so we had to take him off the study. Again, the point being here is that the patient's profession sometimes would dictate which agent you go to, because if you have someone who's working with their hands, then a drug that causes hand-foot syndrome could become a big issue for that patient.
Although I'm curious whether regorafenib has activity. I mean, it's almost exactly the same as sorafenib.
Yeah.
Does it cause responses?
Well, we're testing the drug right now. It's in clinical trial.
And recently, not just colon cancer, but also HCC, hepatocellular cancer. Now, this man, did he have an objective response and were his symptoms improved?
Absolutely. He also had lymph node metastasis to his neck that disappeared. So this man did have actual response rate also, yeah.
So he had a response. He felt better?
He felt better.
His breathing got better?
Yeah.
And again, how much weight did he lose?
Oh, I don't recall the specific. I do recall that management of his weight and appetite become an issue as we were treating him.
Because, you know, I was reflecting on a conversation I had with your colleague, Marcia Brose, about this. And she was saying that, and she was actually talking about sorafenib, but I've heard other people, Dan George is another one, mm-hmm. who mentioned this. You know, because it's kind of weird. You can say, well, okay, well, they're losing weight like cancer patients. But this patient, for example, was responding.
Yeah.
And yet he was losing weight. So
yeah.
It seems like Marcia was saying that sometimes she has people like work out in the gym to try.
Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
do that?
Yeah. But also remember that, you know, when you are on the drug for 4 years or 5 years, that's unusual.
Right. Well, that's what I was thinking. You wouldn't yeah. see that in HCC or
Correct.
Something.
Most patients would, especially dealing with HCC, the response rate and survival will be much lower.
Interesting.